Oh, what was that?
It was a drum roll.
Okay. Guess what today is?
What?
Love is Blind recap day.
Reality recap, reality recap, reality recap.
Are you stealing that from someone? Are we going to get a copyright infringement?
Yeah,
isn't
probably.
That Nick Viall?
Everyone says reality recap.
Okay, fine. So we're doing a reality recap.
Do it again.
Reality recap, reality recap, reality recap.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, really, really quick. Before we get into the reality recap, that wasn't even rehearsed or planned.
No.
That was just
Well, I think
cuff.
That was obvious.
I mean, yeah, it didn't sound good.
It did. Okay, anyway, before we get into the reality recap, a few quick things. We mentioned on a previous episode that Emily was going to be on the news. That happened today.
News.
Round of applause, round of applause. The news, it went really well. It went really well. Kristen knocked it out of the park. She is just, she's made for TV because she is the exact same person when they're talking to her on TV as she is when you're talking to her in person. She doesn't seem nervous. She doesn't seem like she's putting on a voice. You know, some people get like a voice.
Yeah, no.
Nope, she just talks. She's just herself. So she was amazing. You were a stunning, breathtaking, gorgeous, majestic model. Beyond. Oh no, but honestly though, cameras don't like do favors for people and they were up in your grill.
They were
you had
close.
No pore, no visible pore
That's
on your
so
face.
It was pretty nice. Insane. That's so nice.
Like,
I mean, guys, I had a lot of makeup on.
I would like to have that much makeup on so I can look like that.
I want half an inch coming from my face.
Literally. Oh. Makeup. Because you, right now, and you did that makeup at what time this morning?
It was like, I want to say I started it at 5, then I took a break.
Oh my God.
And then I finished it in the car on the way there at like 7:30.
And so it's what time right now?
8 o'clock.
And it still looks
fabulous.
Flawless.
Really?
We're talking 14-hour makeup here.
Oh, see, I feel like, it's starting to look
What did
crusty.
You do to set it?
It doesn't
powder.
Look crusty at all.
Did you do any spray or just powder?
No, I didn't do spray. I just do powder.
That's amazing.
It looks
Laura Mercier.
Really good.
The Givenchy loose powder.
And Givenchy, that's probably really expensive.
Actually, it
well,
it's
it clearly
not.
Does its job though.
I do that true. For like the under eye, and then I do the Fenty Beauty Invisimat all over my face.
Fenty, that's Rihanna. Even I know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't care that much about
Rihanna
all of that.
Yeah,
I do.
I know.
I mean, I care, like I want to look like that, but I don't want to put in the effort. You know what I mean?
It's,
like
it's effort.
I can't do
for
it.
For sure.
I can't do it.
That
I'd
is
rather
not
be ugly.
An effortless thing.
I'd rather all right. But even everyone thinks you look so amazing. Dad even just told you 2 seconds ago before he left that you look more beautiful today than you did on your wedding day, which we're trying to decide if that was a compliment or not. We're going to take it as a compliment because
taking it as a compliment.
Aging like fine wine.
Exactly.
Aging like a fine wine.
Well, because how long ago was your wedding?
Many years.
Like almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
My.
Wait,
what?
Is this year
no,
your 10
nine.
Year?
It's nine.
Nine. Okay.
But
that's actually
up.
Cuckoo
That's
crazy,
a heavy round though.
That really is.
10 years ago?
Heavy round now.
Your wedding was 10 years ago?
Okay, nine. Nine, everyone.
Nine. Nine in April.
Okay, but still, that's like
no.
So many years.
For real. Well, you know what's so funny?
Well,
is because I was
a
trying
bride,
to-
bride, so.
Okay. Well, I was literally just trying to figure out how long you guys have been married. And I was remembering that Elizabeth was pregnant with Abigail at your wedding. And so then I was like, well, wait, how old is Abby? And I was like, dude, they've been married a really long time. Like, Abby's not 5
That's
anymore.
How you do the math?
Well, I was just, whatever. Anyway, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
Looking so good.
Oh.
All right. So listen, before we get into the Love is Blind thing, I feel like we have to acknowledge the Kate Middleton thing.
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about how we knew ahead of time or do we not want to talk about that?
I don't know.
Well, quickly, because people are waiting.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot here.
Okay. Well, we just won't. We'll just say that in a weird turn of events, we actually found out about the Kate Middleton thing before the world found out about it, which was like the craziest experience of my life. But anyway, I mean, not really, but da, 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 da. Anyway.
It was like 45 minutes early.
William called me on the phone.
Will called and let me know.
You know, he really confided in me because I am also one of his mistresses.
I don't actually feel, I'm not laughing. I can't laugh. We can't laugh. It's not funny.
He's, but
It's obviously
it's
not.
It's like it's obviously scumbag itchy. Runs in the family. Hold on. Hold on. Pause. All right. Listen, on our last episode, we talked about Kate Middleton and we talked about it with dad. And it was the whole thing about like, where is she? Where's Kate Middleton? She's gone.
And then the picture came out and we were talking about the Photoshop and why would the palace do that? And XYZ, yada, yada, yada. At the moment of recording this, literally a few hours ago was when the palace released the video from Kate Middleton. If you have not seen it yet, she says that she had like an abdominal surgery and they thought that it was going to be fine after the surgery, but then they sent like, you know, whatever they removed, which I'm assuming is a tumor, like for pathology, and it came back as cancerous. So now she's undergoing chemotherapy.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is not like, was I completely caught up in like the scandal of it and the excitement of it? And was I talking about it with everyone and listening to all the podcasts about it? 100%. Is this how I wanted it to turn out? Absolutely not.
Listen, not.
Like, I was having fun talking about like, oh, I bet you
I wish you got a BBL.
Or like.
What's a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift. It's like, oh,
guys.
I wish that was
like,
the
you
case.
Know what I mean? And like, so it's like, we're talking about all these scandals. Then I was listening to these other podcasts that went like really deep into some other crap that was going on that I'm just going to save everybody the time. It's because it's pointless now. But the point is, I was in deep, but I was hoping it was something like juicy, hot gossip.
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying? I was obviously not hoping for a young 30-something woman who has children as young as the age 42. Of five. Oh, she's 42?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. But the point, I'm like, oh, in that case.
No,
it's like, but it's, I just didn't realize. She looks so amazing.
Oh,
I mean, 42-year-olds always look
she's
amazing.
Beautiful.
But I'm saying amazing. She could pass as a 30-year-old. She's really good.
So you're saying she looks like me?
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
Okay, guys. Okay.
I would disagree.
Anyway, Emily, you look like you're 21.
That's so true.
Everyone, what I am trying to say is, I honestly feel kind of guilty for any like gossip I participated in about her because it's like knowing that this is what she's going through. Like, I feel like I honestly felt upset this afternoon. Like, I genuinely was like,
this was always an option though. And can I just
but
say
I didn't
that
think
I
it was.
I know, but can I just say that I said that she's probably like on her deathbed?
Okay. Well, she's not on her deathbed.
No, I know,
but like I did say that it could have been something.
I just didn't think that it was. I thought that it was like, I don't know.
I thought it was something bad. And yet I still participated.
I more thought that they were getting a divorce or something, which is obviously still bad.
Well,
I don't even know.
Of course, I honestly wish they were getting a divorce.
Do you still believe that he had an affair?
Yes.
I mean, is that a family tradition?
Fact?
It is a family tradition. But that would make me horrifically sad, especially given what's going on right now, that I hope that they are okay and that he can be there for her and that she can like lean on him like truly.
I hope so. That's the hope. But I mean, we will never know because
they'll only show
us what they want us to see.
Yeah. Look, the palace, but can I say something? As much as like, okay, she released the video today and that clears it up and oh my gosh, we feel so bad. We totally understand. Da-da-da. I still don't fully understand why they released that Photoshopped image though.
That is the big question.
That is still a question mark to me. And I understand people are going to say, well, it's because everybody was bothering them about where is she? And so they probably wanted to release a photo, but she just started chemo and maybe wasn't looking her best or feeling her best. So they thought, we'll just use an old image of her and put it together. A, that is so dumb. Mm. But B, more than that, when she first disappeared in January and they said, you will not hear from her till Easter.
Yep.
Why don't we just follow through with the story? Why don't you just stick with the sit? Anytime someone brings it up, say, we have no comment. You're not going to hear from her till Easter. And then someone brings it up again. We have no comment. You're not going to hear from her till Easter. Like, why with the picture? Why with the weird video? It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's never going to make sense.
I don't get the whole palace thing. The monarchy. I don't get it. I don't get any of it.
Down with the monarchy.
Okay, well, now we're going to get flagged. But in all seriousness, obviously, like,
it's horrible.
It's horrible. Praying for her. She goes through this through chemo. Like, no one should. It's a terrible thing. Okay? It's a terrible thing. Thinking of them, I'm sad that this is what it is. Moving on. Okay? Let's move on to what we're really here for, which is the groundbreaking and important work of breaking down this season of Love is Blind.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I've never studied more in my life.
Okay, I didn't study at all, guys.
I prepped a lot. Caroline and I watched the whole season. Okay, good. So Caroline and I prepped a lot. Okay, so listen, obviously you're not listening to this. If you don't know, I'm kidding. Obviously, you're not listening to this if you don't know what Love is Blind is. So, like, we're just going to skip over the basics. Here we go into this season. We already talked about the Jimmy and Chelsea thing and about the whole Megan Fox. We don't need to go into that. No. If you want to hear, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to hear them go in about the Megan Fox thing. We talked about it in the previous episode. Go back and listen. Caroline, you weren't on the previous episode. So no. If you have something you would like to say, say it now about the Megan Fox.
Or forever hold your peace.
I mean, I have a lot of things to say about it, but I also don't know if I'm just going to repeat everything that you said on the past.
Why did you not listen?
No, I didn't.
And I'm sorry. Do you want to say your quote? Some people are wondering what your quote was.
Oh. Okay.
But I didn't say it because I didn't know if it was too cruel.
I mean, it is cruel. And I don't necessarily believe the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Okay, but
it was just a good
joke.
For comic effect. Yeah, I had to get a good quip in there. I said that she looks like Megan Fox's big toe.
Anyway, we never cut down people's looks, though. We would never cut down people's looks.
No, it was more never.
The reason that it was funny, this is actually why this was so funny, is because Caroline and Emily watched Love is Blind in real time. So, like, every week that the episode came out, they watched it. Everyone kept saying, Caitlin, are you going to watch it? Are you going to watch it? And I just, like, wasn't into it. Then one day, like, Amy Boydston at church was like, it's a pretty good season. And then I got the flu. And I was like, well, maybe I'll watch Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And boy, did I ever. I mean, I went hard and deep. But it was funny because I was texting Emily and Caroline as I was watching it. And they had already seen all of it. So, like, you guys were so I was like, is this girl kidding about this Megan Fox quote? And Caroline just quickly responded, like, she resembles Megan Fox's big toe, maybe. Like,
she's laughing at her own joke.
Who's talking?
That's my move.
No, yeah. What I will say about that is if I ever found myself on a television show
that hid
my appearance from my future partner, potential partner.
You would say you look like Michael Cera.
I would say I looked like a troll under a bridge.
Right.
Yeah. That's what we were saying.
No, like, yes. That's exactly the conclusion.
You want to downplay. Always downplay. Always downplay. Like exactly. Why on earth would you go for like one of the hottest women?
Never. It was such a bore. It was a bad choice. But
she knows that.
She knows that now. She owns it.
Yeah, she does own it, which it's like, I respect you. And listen, could she be an extremely distant, twice removed relative of Megan Fox?
Sure.
Yeah.
She has a cousin. Okay. Like, yeah. Like,
she has dark hair and light eyes. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
A similarly shaped head, I guess. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like,
I don't know.
No, not really. I guess not.
Jay Leno.
Okay. 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 So listen. Here's the thing, though. Here's something I have to say. She is a queen because she has laughed at herself. Poked fun at herself.
And she is
not
beautiful.
Been defensive. Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. So it's like, listen.
You cannot compare her to Megan. Like,
okay, no.
Megan Fox just.
It was just a dumb realm. It was just a dumb thing.
She has handled herself post show.
Amazing.
In an amazing way.
She should write a book. Like, she should write a book for like, this is. I just mean for like, this is how to not act like an idiot after you're on a reality show.
Yeah.
Okay, but during. She didn't act.
Okay, so
there's a lot of stuff about this.
Okay.
Wait, are you supposed to be talking into the side of your mic or the front of your mic?
I don't know, but this is what's happening.
Oh my gosh, her mic broke.
Okay, is this better?
That's good. That's
this
good.
Is good. Okay, right. I feel better about this.
And go.
There is a lot about Chelsea and Jimmy. My opinions have changed
hugely.
100 times.
After the Nick Viall interview.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait. Okay.
Oh, we're going to fill you in. We're going to fill you in.
Okay.
We're going to fill you in.
So from watching the show, just from watching the show without any further context, without looking into anything deeper, of course she looks crazy.
Now, what do you mean? Okay. I didn't think she looked that crazy.
She did.
Everyone else does think that
she looked
really
emotionally unstable. She was portrayed as being emotionally unstable extremely insecure.
Yeah, very insecure, for sure.
And clingy.
And very clingy. Yes. And just kind of like whiny and crying a lot. Always crying.
Yeah.
The pitches her voice was hitting was like making my butt cringe.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't the best.
And so, okay, so from watching the show, that was my very strong opinion. Like, yeah. I cannot stand this woman. Like, she is truly unbearable to me.
And I liked Jimmy, sort of.
I liked Jimmy. I thought he was also kind of. I don't know. Well, was fine.
Can we just say something? None of these people are people I like aspire to be.
No,
they're like reality.
That's why they're on the show.
That's why they're on the show. So let's just level set that. Like, none of these people are like, oh wow, like all
relatively
so much respect.
Speaking, yeah. We liked Jimmy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because I think he was also being compared to this crazy woman.
Yes. Yeah.
So he looked good compared to her.
Yes.
Do you want me to go further into
So here's something that I want to talk about before we get to the post show. So, okay. Something that like a huge, huge part of the season was the fact that, you know, these people are able to like introduce their significant other to like a few people in their life. He chooses to introduce her to two girls. So it's like him, two girls and Chelsea, and they're out to dinner one night. And like when it aired, like Reddit was already going crazy of like, who would bring two chicks on? Like, are these like his exes? Like, what's the deal here? Like, is he what? Like, it just seemed kind of odd. And of course, do I understand that girls have friends that are guys and guys have friends that are girls? Yeah, obviously. I'm not living under a stupid rock. But like when you just got engaged to this brand new woman and you're like, these are the most important people in my life that I want to introduce you to before I even introduce you to my mom.
Yeah.
You're going to introduce her to these two chicks that are like
not
fairly attractive,
not
lifelong friends.
2 years.
2 years
or
of
five
a friendship.
Years,
2 to 5 years. But it's not like we've been like we were neighbors growing up since we were three.
Yeah.
And also they're like attractive. So it's a kind of like, not that I'm saying that it would be okay if they were ugly.
No,
you get the point I'm making. Yeah. It just felt a little bit like, what? So everyone thought it was weird. The dinner went fine, whatever. Then obviously the huge turning point in the whole season was that it comes out that he actually did have a past with one of those girls, a past physical relationship with one of those girls. We don't have exact details. We don't need to get into it. It doesn't matter.
It was a one-time thing.
It was fine.
Da, da, da.
So, and that's obviously deeply upsetting to her, okay?
Understandable.
So listen, he told her though, off camera in confidence about the past physical relationship. And he said to her, I do not want this brought up on camera because it would embarrass her. And we all know it's Barbara now, by the way. I'm pretty sure that's out. I'm pretty sure that that's out,
yes,
that
it
it's
is.
Barbara.
It is.
So it's like, he's like, Barbara doesn't want this out, like blah, 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 whatever. And they, she agreed that she wouldn't bring it up on camera. But then of course, one night, Jimmy and Chelsea have too much to drink and they're having a huge fight and she yells it on camera.
Yeah.
And that is when he says his trust was broken and that's what severs their relationship. He's never able to bounce back from it. He's never able to trust her again. And that's what ends their relationship. This is what I want to talk about. Because then they brought it up at the reunion. Like Nick Lachey was like, so what do you guys all think? Like, do you think she shouldn't have brought it up? And everyone's like, well, yeah, like, you know, if her fiance asked her in confidence, like, you know, not to bring it up, then she should respect that and blah, blah, blah. And honestly, I have to say that, like, of course I understand that. Like, no, I've never been on a television show, so I don't get that. But of course, like, if I were on a television show and I was in a relationship with someone and I was like talking to them in private without cameras around, and I said, please never say this on camera. Obviously, you should be able to trust that person not to bring it up. However,
yeah,
we are talking about two people that, yeah, they're quote unquote engaged. They met each other 16 days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, this whole like, I said this to you in confidence and you owe me blah, blah, blah. She doesn't even know you from Adam. So let's all relax. But second of all, when you go on a television show, you know that there's a chance people are going to dig up your skeletons.
Right.
But he took it a step further. So it's not just that he himself went on the television show. He brings on the friend that he has a secret with who is adamant about this secret not coming out. Then why did you come on TV together? You know people dig. You know people ask questions. You like, I just think that this is, that's stupid. Like, from the second that scene played, people were saying, is there a past with one of these girls? Like, what's going on? Da, 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 da. Even if Chelsea didn't shout it out, I think that people would have figured it out at some point. It would have come out. It would have come out.
Yeah.
Caroline seems to disagree.
Okay. No. I don't think I disagree. I think that it was a poor decision to have her on the show.
Ridiculous.
Because like, of course this is going to become an issue. Like, what do you think? You're literally introducing her to your new fiance.
She's the first friend you're introducing.
So on TV. Like,
okay. Yes. This is, so post show, it came out and Jimmy was talking about it and he was like, I had so many groups of friends that I introduced Chelsea to on the show. Oh. And the only people the show showed were the two girls that I introduced her.
So you do have to remember that. So it is edited and we're not seeing all of it.
At least he didn't just choose.
Totally.
Like, it makes more sense. It's still like, okay, this was probably still a poor decision, but it makes so much more sense.
Yes,
it does.
It's less idiotic.
But I don't know. It's just.
So do you think, I feel like, do you think she was wrong to say it on camera? I think you met each other 16 days ago. Yeah. Everything's fair game.
The thing is, like, look, I guess, like, technically.
You're on
technically,
TV.
If he asked her not to say it, I guess technically.
I know.
But then, you know what, though? Then that's not being authentic on the show. Because you signed up for a show where you're going to be authentic and you're going to say everything that you're thinking and you're going to talk about your problems. So if you signed up for a show, you should do it full. Like, at the reunion, I appreciated that girl, not Chelsea. Yeah, I think her name was Chelsea as well. She said, like, from a past season, and she goes, well, listen, this was a thing that was eating at this Chelsea.
Yeah.
And this was becoming an issue in their relationship. So if she didn't say it on camera, then, like, we as the viewer wouldn't be understanding
what's going on.
It wouldn't have been making any sense. So, like, in that sense, like, it's kind of like everything kind of should be fair game because you're on a freaking television show.
I do think a large part of it, though, was she was so incredibly drunk, and that's why this all came to be. Which is like, if a camera is following you around, I think so too. Why are you getting that drunk to the point of saying these things that you probably wouldn't be saying if you were completely sober?
I agree with that. Like, I always wonder that about reality shows, how, like, these people are always getting, like,
so scared.
I would be like, I wouldn't take a sip of anything from anyone. Cause like, you want to be, you want to make sure, totally, like, you want to make sure that you are, like,
on.
I want my skeletons to stay in the closet.
Right. If I do have skeletons, I don't want them coming out.
Did she have a job that she went to during the day?
She's a flight attendant. So it was like, you know what I mean? Like, she would travel sometimes and be home.
Oh,
so I think that was another thing that was hard on their relationship, is that, like, he's working all day and she's sitting
there. From home.
From home, and she's sitting there. And here's another thing.
I don't know about that.
What?
Why is that hard? Why is that hard?
Well,
that he's working from home and she has nothing to do.
So this is what I'm saying, is that on the Nick Viall podcast, didn't it come out that she was like, she said that, like, so many people were like, this is so embarrassing that she stayed with him as long as she did. Cause he, like, clearly did not like her. But she was saying, in all of those hours that they weren't filming, cause they didn't film all day, cause people were, like, presumably at work.
Yeah.
He would be, like, really giving her signs that he was into her and that he really did want to make it work and that it was okay.
But why was it so obvious to everyone else that he clearly did not?
I think it's just what they showed us.
I know. So everyone keeps saying, did
Jimmy ever love her in the way that
Well, so everyone just keeps saying she got a really bad edit. She got a really bad edit. Now, look, I've never been on a reality show, so I can't
really speak to that.
Because I do kind of wonder about that. I could argue it both ways. There's part of me that's like, look, these scenes that they're showing us, they really did happen. So obviously, it's not like they can edit words into your mouth. Like, you said these things and you cried at these times and you reacted in this way. So this is who you are. But I also get, if someone filmed me for an entire week and only showed the times where I was like getting frustrated with my kids all in a row for just 1 hour, yeah. right? So yeah. think about how many hours are in a week and I'm with my children the entire week, every second of every day. And if someone only videoed the times where I was like losing my patience and just strung those together in one condensed hour for everyone to watch, everyone would say, she hates her children. She's a terrible mother. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, so that's not, yes. Did those things happen? Sure. Is that an accurate portrayal of like no. what yeah. my week is really like? No. So I see that point that they're yes. saying she got a bad edit, which means the producers took every time that Chelsea said something whiny, annoying, or clingy, and they highlighted it. And anytime Jimmy and Chelsea were having a nice moment, that got cut to the cutting room floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you know it I mean? Is true. I mean, they also have only known each other for like 2 weeks.
It though. Is just so dumb. I mean, like, it's so dumb.
Too much. Like,
why is it so rushed?
It's so rushed.
Just to
honestly,
make TV.
Honestly, like,
yeah, for this
she's
to happen.
Not, probably not herself because this is so like
who's their self at the beginning of a,
what
of a relationship?
What an emotional roller coaster.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Also, they were post show, we're talking about how everyone that was on Love is Blind thought that Jimmy was going to be hated by America.
Yeah, which I didn't understand.
Why?
Well, right. So it's like, obviously he was
a jerk.
A jerk.
And really?
They Wait, just I edited it this. In a yeah. way. They edited it in a way where he didn't look as bad as she did because all of the, Jimmy was like for the year post show was like, I'm going to get a horrible edit. Like
he
I'm
was
gonna
freaking
look
out
horrible, like blah, blah, blah. And she, Chelsea was like, yeah, I didn't feel like I did anything to warrant like a bad edit. Like I think I'm like in the clear. And then
really
it was flipped.
Was this on Vile Files?
Yeah. But like they like said that. Like Jimmy and Chelsea said that.
Yeah.
Wait, Jimmy said he was a jerk.
No.
He but said he thought he was going to get a bad edit, which means I was a D-bag most of the time.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like, yeah.
Huh.
Interesting, right?
But that wouldn't be a bad edit. That would just be a truthful edit.
Well, right. But he yeah. means he was yeah. going to look bad.
Yeah.
Once the edit.
Interesting.
So it's like, I don't like him. I also still don't like her, even though like I can respect you handled this in a great way. People are dragging her in a way that is yeah. so unnecessary.
Yeah.
I mean, but I still don't like either of them and I hope that I never see them again.
Okay, but Emily, you don't know this. This is what's interesting. After the show was done and he called off the wedding and all of that and it was done.
I know they tried to date.
Yeah. He like called her and like they went to a game and then he like made her dinner and she said it literally
what?
Like they dated. They were like boyfriend and girlfriend for 4 days and she goes and then it just became obvious that like I think he broke up with her again. I think he literally.
No, wait. I thought that was before the altar.
No, that was after. And so then I think
they never
he was
went
just
to the
like,
altar.
He was
no,
just like,
no. I know. I mean, like
she means before that would have happened. But she was, and then she broke up with her again. Like, and she was just like, okay, like, and honestly, the fact that they're even friends still, like, obviously, yes, that's always like, oh, good, they're friends. I'm just kind of like, Chelsea, don't be friends with him.
What no. do you have? You have no past.
What is he adding to
you're
your life?
You're not facing, you don't have a base
you have no,
for a relationship
exactly. You have no
friendship
like,
at all.
Anything in common. Like, just cut your ties yeah. and move on. No. Wait, I was going to say something that, when we were talking about the timeline of the show. So like, here's the thing. Obviously I realize, okay. So for people who don't realize the timeline is they're in the pods for 10 days and then it's what, 4 weeks after the pods or it's 3 weeks after the pods?
I thought it was,
I don't know.
I think it's four weeks because 1 week is the honeymoon and then three.
Yeah.
So it's 10 days of pods, 1 week of honeymoon, 3 weeks of real life.
Basically it's 1 month. It's 1 month.
It's a month. Guys, that is even the show Married at First Sight, which we're not talking about tonight, which by the way, Scott and I are watching our second season of it that we love. And Scott literally just said to me before I came down here, he was like, wait, what are you guys talking about on this episode? And I was like, Love is Blind. And he was like, you better not talk about Married at First Sight without me.
Oh!
But anyway, even Married at First Sight gives them 8 weeks, which yeah. is still too fast, but at least like 4 weeks is a joke. Like four weeks is nothing. Now I understand.
It's to get drama.
Nobody is coming on this show for love.
For a true lifelong companion.
Why are we still pretending?
I know.
Why are we still pretending?
There are some couples though.
There are
Alexa
still
and Brennan
standing
having a baby.
Couples, they're having a baby.
I don't care if there are still couples. Not one of them came on the show to have a marriage.
And Alexa admits that. Alexa admits that. She said, I didn't think it was going to. She was like, I came on like for an experience. I didn't think I was going to find my husband. And she was like, and then I fell in love with Brennan.
I
and, like,
love
here we
them
are.
Together.
I B-T-dubs. Love them together. They're beyond. Ugh. They're the best.
But what about Johnny and Lisa? They I think they really came on.
Me too. And I think they're going to be in it.
That relationship.
Oh, stop that.
They're
love
just
each
boring
other.
Because they're
boring and they're awkward and weird.
I really do not like him.
He's really weird.
He's from New Jersey. He's sheltered.
He's from New Jersey.
It's unfortunate because I really dislike him.
He's just very sheltered, I think.
I think that he's quirky. There's nothing wrong with that.
Quirky
and weird are two very different things. Movie trivia, if you know what that is, we love you forever.
I don't care. I didn't like him. Everything about that was boring.
It was boring because they didn't have any drama.
I felt like she also was really not into him the whole time.
What?
No, she's in love with him.
No, I think
she's in love with him.
She loves him.
I think she really loves
him. I think they just
weren't. The amount of times she said, this man is not my type, made me feel like, oh my gosh, why are you still with this person?
You're right, but I feel like it was her way of being like,
she's shocked.
This is why this show works, because I would never have approached him on the street.
Yeah.
And he is the love of my life. That's why this works.
Do you guys believe that love is blind?
Oh my gosh, yes. Because Scott,
I surely
looks
don't.
At me with rose-colored
what
glasses
are you about
and
to
is
say?
Blind. Oh. No, like Scott is blind when he's looking at me. Like legitimate, like he's always like,
Caitlin,
whatever, I'm not going to say.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, but I'm just saying that like I always am just like, oh my gosh, like you are really just like living in some kind of fantasy land. Like you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think it's like, I think if you looked like a troll, though, things would be different.
Yeah. You would never
with
you
the same
never
amazing
the
personality.
Right.
Yeah, no. Because I mean,
okay, if I just don't, like, the physical attraction you have with your husband or wife is something that is important.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, I mean, love is not blind. Like, obviously.
Of course. And, like, look, what first attracted Scott
we are
and I
not
to each other.
Blind people, though.
Oh yeah, no. We're
okay. Well, I never implied that.
That's wait. You know what was so funny?
I'm
is
just
that
making sure.
Alexa and Brennan. He said at her birthday party. Do you remember that? Like after they were already married, whatever.
No.
And he was like, "Love is blind," and she was like, "No, but don't I look good though, babe?" Like so.
Oh,
like,
that's funny.
It is funny that like, of course, do you want your partner to just like love you blindly? Yeah, of course. But also you want them to think you look good. You right. know what I mean? Like, do you get what
I
I'm
don't
saying?
Necessarily know if I want love to be blind.
Right. So yeah, I mean, I guess it's not.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. That's my final
I don't
answer.
Think that's a bad look, thing either.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Look, is the concept of this show cool? And like, I think.
Genius.
Listen, the concept of Love is Blind, in my opinion, is better than the concept of Married at First Sight.
Totally.
And I don't mean better for TV. I mean better for like life. Like if somebody said to you.
It's very interesting.
If somebody said to you, you are going to get married on either Married at First Sight or Love is Blind, and there will be no divorce option. Like you, whoever you end up with is you will spend the rest of your life with this person. Would you choose Married at First Sight? For people who don't know, Married at First Sight is there's a team of experts that like look over people's like applications and interview them and match them up and you meet them at the altar. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be an applicant or be a contestant or whatever they call them on Married at First Sight or Love is Blind?
Love is Blind.
I would rather do Love is Blind because you're talking to these people and seeing who you have an emotional connection with.
Totally.
So even if you get out into the world and things break down a bit, you know, you can always go back to the fact that you had an emotional connection.
Right.
But on Married at First Sight, just because your papers line up, you might get to with this person and be like, I can't find one thing I actually like about you.
Right.
Yes. No, exactly.
And that
I
would
agree.
Be a tortured life. So like the concept of Love is Blind is very cool.
Because Married at First Sight, you are going in, quote unquote, blind.
Yeah, true.
Completely. True. And 100%. Love is Blind, you're not really going in fully blind.
True, because you've talked to them and sometimes they've given you hints like that they look like Megan Fox. Like, you know what I mean?
Brad Pitt. I have strong opinions about the Lachey's as hosts.
Okay,
they're annoying.
I think they're really bad.
All right, so I actually have like
I find them to be annoying, but like I can appreciate the annoyingness.
I think Vanessa Lachey is really annoying, but I personally think they're good hosts. At this reunion, they were like freaking gunning for people.
Yes.
Which was amazing.
But, correct. But they also didn't ask so many questions that they should have. They did not mention one thing about Jimmy and Chelsea.
They did not
ask them one single question.
They didn't ask them any questions.
Like, they did not go deep. They went deep on like
Jeremy.
Two people.
Yeah.
And then they cut it off at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, why
like,
they didn't.
They ran out of time.
Yeah. Or did it possibly just get edited out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, like why would that have gotten edited out? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. They get hung up on like one person and then just gun for them for the entirety of the reunion.
Because I mean, most people say they're terrible hosts. Like most people, like they're getting not good reviews.
Like, yeah, like I mean, that is valid.
I did appreciate though that Vanessa, what she wouldn't just take like when someone gave her like a, I don't know, like she'd be like, no, tell me. Like she would push, which I liked.
Yeah.
That's what you want out of a host. Cause like sometimes like people even say, sometimes Andy Cohen will take like a nothing answer from someone and you're like, no, you're
push
the host.
Yeah.
You need to push. Like that's your job. Like they're getting paid on TV. They're getting paid a lot of money to do this.
Yeah.
So guess what? We don't
make
have to be
answer.
Nice. Yeah, make them answer.
Yeah. I think you can do that and still be well-rounded in your
inquiries. Yeah, people don't love
inquiries.
Them. I want to talk about AD.
Yeah, and Clay.
Okay.
Okay. I have a lot of opinions.
I have a lot.
I have opinions on her.
So many. Okay. Who wants to go first?
Me. I think.
Oh.
Emily,
okay,
go.
Guys, I'll go.
Yeah, no. Carrie, you go.
Okay. Okay. AD and Clay.
Mm-hmm.
AD was my favorite girl in the group for a while.
I'm not going to make any facial expressions.
Okay.
I do feel as though I don't like her as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
As I did.
Okay.
I still appreciate her, but she said some things, did some things that I was just like, okay, this is a little much for me.
Yes.
Clay, on the other hand, I feel it was swapped.
Yeah.
I didn't really like him that much in the beginning.
Totally.
By the end, I was like, oh my gosh, I do love you. Love is blind.
I want to marry you.
No, it's okay. So AD to me, look, I love a confident woman. I love a confident woman who knows what she's worth and feels good about herself and owns a room when she walks into it. I don't like an arrogant person. And she definitely has one foot in the arrogance field, if not two.
She thinks she is God's gift.
She freaking loves herself. And it's a little bit just like, Okay. There's a lot of pretty girls like AD. Oh my, like she thinks she's the best thing since sliced bread. So that annoys me about her.
Yeah.
I also think that she talks this big, huge game and it's like, she was so clueless. And like, she even like kind of talks down about the other girls. I feel like you should be this. And like, meanwhile, Clay, like Nick Viall said it so well. Like he was like, Clay was basically telling her like, I'm going to cheat on you. I'm not going to be a good husband. Like I'm going to say no to you at the altar.
Right.
Like he was like, he was basically saying to her, like, I'm going to say no to you at the altar, AD. And she was like, not getting it.
She was like, no,
he didn't say those words, but he was saying like, why does it have to be now? Why do we have to say yes at the altar now?
And then her saying, I wouldn't date you after was just stupid. That shows that you're in it for the TV. To me, that's like, oh, so AD, you're just in it for the TV and the ratings because you want to have the wedding on TV.
But then she said, you came on this show, so you committed to marrying within this timeline. And it's just like,
that's stupid.
Come on. That is such a cop out.
And also, if you are really committed to finding your forever person, then you would be willing to forego a wedding to date them and see. You know who actually did a really good job of this? They got so much heat. But in season 3, Matt and Colleen, they went through with the wedding, but
they were
lived
at the reunion.
Yes. So this was a little bit of a wonky way to do it.
Yeah.
But they went through with the wedding and got married, but then lived apart for a full year, basically just dating.
Yeah.
So they essentially, like, they got married and then pretended that they weren't really married and just dated for a year, which I actually think was genius.
Because now they're great.
Now they're great. Now they're living together like married people. Now, whatever. Was it weird that they did the wedding? Yeah. Like in a perfect world, they shouldn't have done the wedding and they should have just dated. Yeah. But the point was that they knew if we move in together right now and are married right now, we're going to kill each other. Like we need time to slowly work through our stuff. Mm-hmm. And they did. And here we are.
Right.
Yeah, I think that she was so...
Who, AD?
AD was so... she was wanting to fix him in a way that...
Totally.
...was just unhealthy for everyone.
Yeah.
There were so many red flags...
Oh my gosh.
...as to not marry this man.
Totally.
Not to not date him, but to not marry him.
Yeah.
Right.
He's acting like... Cheating on a woman is like a recessive gene.
Yeah!
Like truly. It's like, okay.
My dad cheated, so I'm gonna cheat.
If you grew up with your father cheating on your mother every other day, is that gonna affect you? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Does that make an excuse for you to also cheat on your wife?
No,
it doesn't. It might be harder for you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is very valid.
And that's fine.
But it's still something that you have to work through.
Right.
Yeah. Go to counseling.
But I think he was saying the entire time, I'm basically saying, I'm not emotionally mature enough for this. I need therapy before I marry you.
Yes. Yeah.
And she was still like,
no, this is
fine. We're getting married.
This is good. We're fine. It's going to be fine.
She just wanted the moment. She did. It was just obvious. Yeah. She wanted the wedding. She wanted the dress. She wanted all that. Which
she was in denial.
She was in denial.
Yeah. She was, yes. And I think that he gave her so many opportunities to like, this is not a great idea.
Absolutely.
But she just like closed her eyes and was like, la, 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 la.
Totally.
I'm just going to go through with this because I want to.
And she was like, I'm going to fix him. She is. Now, the one moment of the season where I wanted to hug AD when I was like, you are the best, was at that pool party.
Oh, yeah.
When she put Sarah Ann in her place, like so beautifully, because she wasn't yelling at her and she wasn't cursing at her and she wasn't like, but she was just like, so you mean to tell me that you think that it was okay
to
text someone else's fiance? We'll get into that in a minute. But the way AD handled that, I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. That was awesome. But AD, other than that, not my favorite. Clay, what a sweetie. I genuinely think he wants to be a better man. And I think there was growth.
There was. I was like, this man. He is a man now. This man has grown.
He started as a boy and he ended as a man. Even at the reunion, he was like, I'm in therapy now. And like, he's working on himself.
And he was so, me and Matthew were like in awe of him. Like he was so well-spoken, prepared, calm, honest, like so forthcoming. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Should we talk about the conversation between his parents?
Yes.
Okay. So the parents had that conversation on camera. Everyone knows. So they got divorced a while ago. They had like a 20 something year marriage, but then it still ended in divorce. And we know that he was cheating. And it came out though that the mom obviously knew that there had been infidelity, but she did not know the depth of the infidelity.
Which, dang, Clay.
Yeah,
what
yikes.
A way to bring what that
a
out.
Way to bring he out his dad on television.
He out his dad on television, which is like, okay, yeah, I really don't care about your dad because he sounds like a piece of trash.
Yeah.
But like the way that your mom is finding out about this is like making
me
upset.
Do you think he warned her? Do we know?
No. I think what happened was he pulled his mom aside and said, I just want you to know some things that I'm talking about on the show. Like when they're interviewing me are that dad cheated on you, but I want you to know that there's like more to it than you think, that he would like bring me with him away for the weekend and meet up with women. And like, there was more than you ever knew.
Yeah.
And I talk about that on the show. You know what I mean? And so, all right, talk about the conversation between the parents.
Me? Are you
anybody,
are you looking
just
at me?
Whoever has like something to say.
It was, you obviously can tell that the relationship with his dad is strained. Like,
totally.
Obviously. It's like, it's an awkward, like,
it's an awkward
distant uncle type relationship.
Totally.
But like, Clay was still very kind about his dad.
Yes.
Like, he wasn't like, I hate this guy. He was like, I want my dad to be there. Like, I want to see him. I want him to,
I want his support.
I want his support.
Yes.
Totally.
Even though I don't agree with the decisions that he made, like he was respectful about his dad. He didn't drag his dad like the way we're making it sound like he dragged his dad. He wasn't like, my dad was a piece of trash, garbage human. He was just like, look, my just dad stated facts.
He was like, my dad didn't treat my mom correct.
Right.
Like he didn't. That's just exactly. That's just a fact.
He like, just he stated didn't. The facts.
Yeah.
And I felt like when the parents were talking, like they, I don't think they knew that they were being filmed.
It was, or they forgot. Like maybe yes. they forgot that they were mic'd or something.
It
because
was extremely genuine.
I agree.
Like no, it was a so very genuine conversation.
The dad just like stood there and took it because you could tell he was like, you could tell
he had nothing to say.
He had nothing to say. He had no ground to stand on because she everything she was saying was right.
I know. Like she, for people who didn't like, don't remember, she was basically just like, I forgave you. Like that made me choke up. Like yeah. when I, like that actually made me choke up that she said, listen, I forgave you a long time ago and you know that. And I, so like you're forgiven. Like basically just like, it doesn't matter. Like I forgave you and I stand by that. And like, it's not going to go back or whatever, but you were worse to me than you even ever admitted to me or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, something like that. And it
I
was
know,
just
I
like,
wish I could remember.
It was so good. Like it was just like.
She was so well spoken. She didn't like cut him down.
It
she
was,
just.
Yes. It was the perfect way
yeah.
to forgive someone while not letting them walk all over
while
you.
While expressing like how much he hurt her.
Yeah. Like yeah. she was like, I forgive you, but you let me down hard.
Immensely. You didn't treat me right.
Or yeah. She said like I deserved like that, yeah. so much better than mm-hmm. what you gave me. And yeah. it was just like. Boom. But like, she didn't raise her voice. She wasn't cursing at him. She went like, she was just calmly
was like a little
explaining.
It was the most compelling scene of the whole season.
Oh my gosh.
It really was.
It really was.
Like, it really was.
Did
so-
the dad say anything?
Not much.
I don't think
nothing
he
of
said
substance.
A
no,
word.
Nothing, nothing memorable really. Wait, I got to backtrack to one thing that I forgot to say before. Remember we were talking Jimmy and Chelsea and I said he had the pass with that girl, Barbara. Mm-hmm. Someone, I read somewhere that Barbara, I forgot to look into it because I've been not really on social media, but apparently they were like, Barbara's really capitalizing off of this on her Instagram. So she's like benefiting. Like she basically has come out and like done a bunch of like content about it.
Oh my gosh.
So much for Barbara. You
Jimmy
know,
was so worried.
She's
Barbara.
So humiliated that it's out yeah. there. It's just like, psh, I don't buy that for a second. I just think that whole situation is
That's
dumb.
Seedy. Yeah.
I no, think the whole situation yeah. is so dumb. Okay. Do we want to talk about Jeremy and Laura and
yeah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. So here's something I have to say. Hot take. Most people hate Laura. Okay.
Mm. Wait, Laura?
The blonde.
I don't like her either.
Okay. I
liked her in the beginning and then she increasingly got worse.
So yeah, for me, I actually didn't like her that much in the pods and then she kind of grew on me and then she kind of got bad again. Mm. But like there were times where I appreciated her like quick, sarcastic, witty, cutting like little
totally.
Quips. Like there were times where I was like, no, they're weird in the same way. Like I felt like Jeremy's quirky and Laura is like this intense person and it works. Like mm-hmm. I really did. Like I kind of thought.
I thought it was going to work.
These two have like a weird, quirky thing happening mm-hmm. and it's going to work. And then when that blew up so badly, I was honestly like surprised because I really thought he was really into her. And I thought she was into him too.
I really did not think they were into each other.
Okay, go.
Really?
I wasn't surprised when that whole conversation happened.
They seemed very physically attracted to each other.
They seemed like they were bickering like an old married
couple.
They
did bicker a lot.
They
did bicker a lot. I thought that
they were
together. I thought that was part of their spark.
Yeah.
I read that. You know how some people have very bickery relationships?
Yeah, I guess. But it like it wasn't in that way to me. It wasn't charming at all.
It wasn't like
just like, this is not, this doesn't seem like a great situation.
Yeah.
And I think he, from the start, like, low-key regretted that he didn't choose Sarah Ann.
I think that maybe Laura ended up being slightly too harsh for him and he was feeling a little like he needs someone who's going to puff him up a little bit more.
He's a little child bride.
Yeah. So here's something to say though. Obviously, everyone is like, ew, that Sarah Ann sent him that message. Like, so if the door's ever open, like call me. It was like, ew, you know, and then the fact that he then saw her at that bar and talked to her till 2 a.m. and drove her home. All of those things are
at face value, terrible, right? Like, you are engaged to a woman. You right. shouldn't be spending until 6 a.m. up into the night talking to this other woman. Even if nothing physical happened, even if you didn't say that you love her.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, I don't believe that for a second, but let's pretend that nothing physical happened. Yeah. Let's pretend that that no actual lines were crossed and that, you know, they were just talking.
An emotional line was crossed.
An emotional line was crossed.
So we know.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
But, and I can't even believe I'm saying this because I hate Jeremy, but we are talking about this like as if he's engaged in like a normal world.
Correct.
Right. We are talking about he's engaged to someone he met 16 days ago.
He spent basically the same amount of time with both of them.
He literally only had exactly like 1.5 extra weeks with Laura before this whole thing happened. And it's like, why would you want to marry someone who chose between you and another girl, like almost with a coin toss and was kind of doubting, like, wouldn't you want him to explore the other option and figure out who he actually has a better connection with so that you know that he's sure?
Right.
I want to say something controversial.
I think I'm going to agree with you, but go ahead.
Okay. Sarah Ann, I cannot stand that woman.
Oh, right. No, she's horrendous.
Cannot stand
she's
that woman.
She's so immature.
Pretending she's terrible. Like a different person.
She's horrendous.
The message on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I
think
get it.
I would do the same thing.
You know what I would do?
Listen.
I would too.
If I knew this man that I have grown this intense relationship with over the past, I mean, intense, quote unquote.
Whatever. Yeah,
over the past 10 days, I know it was up to the last day that he chose this other woman instead of me. Of course I'm going to shoot my shot.
Okay, well, I have two things to say. So first of all, when we say it's intense, I think a good way to compare it is to like camp. You know, like when people go to sleepaway camp.
And it's like
the most intense feelings you've ever had for someone in your life.
Yes, you know what I mean?
It's like, that's what the pods are. The pods are camp. You know what I mean? It's like you're having these intense, unique, emotional experiences. So it feels like it's bigger than it is. Correct. Right? Okay, so fine. That's a good comparison. Next. I think where she was wrong was if she said, if your situation ever changes or like if the door is open or whatever it was that she said, I think that it would have been appropriate if she just followed him and was like, hey, Jeremy, like it's me, Sarah Ann. Hope you're doing well. Like just leave it at that. And if he wants to reach out, he'll reach out.
Yes. No, I think it was a step too far, and
it was disrespectful to Laura to be like, and if, you know, you're ever having doubts about Laura, I'm here. Yeah.
That should have been implied, kind of.
It's implied.
You can have a conversation. Yeah. He will reach out to you if that is what the situation is.
You have followed him on Instagram. He now has your contact info. If he would like to contact you, he will contact you, Sarah. Okay? Right. Like, you didn't have to say that last little bit. But to your point, Caroline. Yeah, I get it. Like when people are like, he is engaged to me. And it's like, right.
He's known you for 2 weeks.
But it's not real. Like, I know that you guys think that this is real and that you're serious.
Signed up for the same thing.
It's like, hello. So it's like he had a strong connection with both of you and he chose you. And then after spending a week and a half with you, he was having some doubts. And so obviously he felt curious about this other girl. I don't really believe that she just happened to be at that bar and he didn't know that she was going to be there.
No,
you mean to tell
not.
Me
no,
in
no.
the entirety of Charlotte, no. they happened to be at the same place and didn't know? That's insane to me.
Yeah, no. And at that point, he already knew that he wanted to be with her because in that conversation that they had until 6 a.m., he literally said to her,
"Yeah,
I want you instead of Laura."
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
So it's like he knew already.
You clearly like calculated this in some way.
Totally.
For this to happen so you could have this conversation because you already knew what you were doing.
Do you know what's weird is that like I am not that great of judge of character apparently because like I don't know what it was, but on the show until the breakup happened with Laura, because then I felt like Jeremy was a huge jerk, but up until the breakup with Laura, I found him to be quirky and endearing.
I did too.
I did. Like, I thought he was funny. I thought in real life, I would be friends with this guy. Like, he would definitely be someone that I would be like, he cracks me up. He's so quirky and funny. But like all this stuff is coming out about him that is like wild. Did you hear about his ex-girlfriend that he pulled a gun on her? Yes.
It doesn't even surprise me though.
No. Now, granted, I feel bad if that turns out to actually not be true. But I do know that an ex-girlfriend of him has come out on TikTok and said that they got into like some kind of crazy argument and he pulled a gun on her.
He gives me crazy energy. He gives me crazy energy.
Crazy. I do really think he's a little crazy. Yeah.
He gives me cuckoo crazy energy.
But don't they get background checks?
Well, yeah, but that's...
But she never reported it.
Yeah, unless there was a police report. Well, actually, no, I'm wrong. Because somebody then brought that up. Because I think I heard this on... It was on some reality recap type of podcast. And then someone said, but that's insane. If he really pulled a gun on her, wouldn't she have reported it? And then it would have come up on his background check. And someone was like, well, that's a good point. Maybe she didn't. But then she... is making herself kind of look stupid that she's coming out with it now, but she didn't file a report. So who knows?
Okay, but even if it's not real, we all agree that it wouldn't be surprising, which is already a problem.
Yeah.
You're
right.
Which is a judge
of character. I believe it.
Yeah, like absolutely. I would believe that happened even if it didn't. So there's something off about this man.
Yeah,
that's true. Sure. It's
for
true.
Sure.
All right, what couples are we missing? So we've done the Sarah and Jeremy.
The couple that like was basically a friendship.
Oh my gosh, with the principal.
The principal. Oh, okay. And what's her name?
I thought she was a gem.
Okay, so she was very sweet. I mean, she's a little annoying, but she's sweet.
No,
there's apparently rumors that he's gay.
I know.
What? And like that's why they're so close.
I told you that about the TikTok.
Yeah, the TikTok.
Oh. Yeah.
What was it? Him like coming out of a closet or something?
So it was basically like she said, like in it was something like your secret's safe with me. And then he was like walking out of a closet and everyone was like, is he telling us something?
Like, yeah. Like, should we be reading into this?
Yeah. Like everyone was like, what?
And
like,
they really leaned in. We're really close. Okay,
we talk every day.
Very weird.
They were like, we talk every day, all day.
She's been to my school. He's been to my work. Why would you be that close?
Why did you hate each other
a breakup?
Right. Why did you hate each other when you lived together though?
It was
so weird.
I thought that was weird to go from being like, it was like a very flat relationship that didn't seem very fun. They didn't laugh a lot. It wasn't like a great thing.
No.
And then all of a sudden they're like, we are best friends. We're like literally best friends. It's like, huh?
And the whole breakup was just like kind of weird. Like
really weird.
He was so disengaged. She was just like, hey man, can you come pick me up?
Like, that whole thing was like, also, does he not have a car? Like the whole thing was really weird.
Right.
Like what is your mode of transportation?
Yeah. Like I was like, how does he get to work every day? Like what's going on? Like I thought the whole thing was really weird.
Yeah. That was strange.
It
and
was so
the
weird.
Fact that they talk, I don't know. It's all kind of weird to me. I don't understand. I don't understand how they can be that close.
So I guess we should follow them and see what comes out about him.
Yeah, we should be following them on Instagram. What are we even doing with our lives? We absolutely should be following them.
What about what's his face with his girlfriend that he came on the show?
Yo, Trevor. Another poor judge of character on my part because the whole time I was rooting for Trevor. And then when Jimmy picked Chelsea, I thought Chelsea and Trevor really would have been like a way better match. And like when I saw how devastated he was that she didn't choose him. And then even when they were talking at the pool party, like I was like, she should leave Jimmy and go be with Trevor because Trevor will be for her what she needs.
Right.
He will be like in love with her and like cutesy with her and like to really pump her up. And like, he will be that for her.
Yeah.
Like that's what she needs. And then to find out that he had a girlfriend.
So he had a girlfriend,
but they weren't like,
they were
knew.
Toxic. Right. So he said she knew he was going on the show. They broke up right before he went on the show.
But he was like, I want to marry you.
But he was still in love with her.
Don't know. It was messy. It was very messy.
I think it was like his last effort to find somebody else if it was going to be not her.
I agree. So I think that something that we do have to keep in mind is that the application process for these shows is probably pretty long. Mm. From the minute you submit your first application to when you actually go into the pod.
Like months and months,
is
maybe
probably
over a year.
Almost close to a year.
Yeah.
So like to assume that none of these people are going to find someone in the meantime is kind of stupid. So I think he probably submitted his application, thought this would be cool to go on the show. In the meantime, kind of had this on again, off again thing with this girl from the gym or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then it's like he gets chosen for Love is Blind. He definitely wants to go, but he can't cut it off with her. They're in this toxic situationship. You know what I mean? It doesn't sound like it was like a, it was a committed relationship.
No, it was on and off. I think it was trash bag behavior.
Oh, horrendous.
I think that they went way too hard in the paint on
the
radio.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think they went way too hard. It was just like, okay.
How did they
obviously,
get his
text? Yeah, like obviously this is like an unfortunate situation. He should have never, he should have realized like if this comes out, I am going to look like a fool.
This is what I don't get. Do these people who are going on these shows never watch reality television?
Right.
Do they not know how low people will go and that if you have a secret, it will come out. If you have said something, it will come out. If there is a video, if there is a text, if there is a photo that is not flattering of you, it's gonna come out.
And then
so don't go on these shows if you're hiding something.
Yeah.
I just... Is it legal for them to get those texts?
I don't know, but then I think if she released them.
The stupid Lachey's were like, so you mean to tell me you weren't here for the right reason?
It's like, okay, newsflash. Nobody on this couch was here for the right reasons. Right.
This
Even
is
if
a
they
show.
Ended up in a relationship, they did not come here with the right, like.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Honestly, low-key believed him with like that, like it's a toxic on-again, off-again thing with this girl. Like,
yeah.
And then I came on the show. Like, I honestly believe
him. No, you're right.
I still think
he's a good guy.
But,
I think he's trying to be a good guy.
I don't know. I still think
you
he's-
You think he's trash?
I don't know. He has an energy about him that's like off.
Oh.
But I don't think that
he seems like a lovable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I see that. I don't think he should have been dragged in the way that he was dragged.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like he got dragged worse than people, like, you know, it was kind of like, why aren't we dragging Jimmy at all?
Yeah,
like, why aren't we dragging,
right.
like, you
and
know
it's
what
like,
I mean?
Okay, like, he didn't end up with anybody. Like, why are we, if
it's
he
true.
Ended up with Chelsea,
that's so true.
I could understand why this would be a bigger deal.
Right.
But it's like, guys, he left alone. Like, can you just, like, kind of leave this
leave
man alone?
Leave him alone.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Leave him to his toxic ways.
Leave him to his toxic ways. But you know what? It was such good television.
It was such good television.
I know.
And then they were like, you can leave.
That was
you can get up and leave.
So
we're done with you now.
The TikToks coming out about his long silence.
The long silence. Wait. All the things. They're like, say something.
That.
Anything. Anything. Say
that
something.
That was so
like,
bad. And then,
have you seen the dub of Ross over like that long pause? Oh
that's
my
hilarious.
Gosh. It's hilarious.
No,
because
yeah,
it was
that.
No,
I was
not
literally
that.
Grabbing Matthew's arm, like,
no, yeah,
when
that
is
was bad.
Speak?
Because I think he was prepared. He was,
he had something
he had
else
a
prepared.
Speech in mind.
Yep.
And he was so caught off guard
so.
That he was stricken with
yes.
I
want
to know what his speech was.
I would have been the same way, I think. I think 100%. I would have gotten up and left, honestly.
Oh.
If that was, if my texts were pulled up and read in front of the entire nation.
I don't know, though. I feel like he should have just said.
He
what
buckled.
I just said.
He buckled under pressure.
He should have said, do you know how long it is between when you apply and when you go into the thing? You
right.
can't expect that none of us are ever going to meet somebody, but I was still committed to the process. And obviously, yes, these texts are very damning and I apologize.
Yeah.
And no, I wasn't being perfectly honest with everybody.
Right. But he was, but he didn't, he was.
He said nothing.
He was taken off guard.
He was didn't,
taken too
he
off
was,
guard.
He was, he buckled under pressure.
Yeah.
And he really. He could have saved himself a little bit and he didn't,
which I understand.
Like, I can't even blame you though. If I was in that situation, I would not know what to do with
are
myself.
Are you having an allergy?
Yeah. Why are you crying? Are you that upset about Trevor?
He's okay. Really miss
There's
him.
I
was the toxic girl. No, I'm having some type of allergy attack for some reason.
Yeah.
About to what?
It just happened to me randomly. It's just one of my quirks.
Quirky.
Okay.
Are there any, did we miss anyone?
I don't think so.
We even talked about the Lachey's, which I just love. So, I mean,
I
are you going to watch
them.
The next season?
Yes.
Probably.
Well, no, I'm waiting
goes,
for.
Yes.
I am
when
waiting
do those episodes
for those
come out?
Episodes to come out with where like they're all hanging out. And I think AD and Clay are going to get back together.
I low-key hope they don't.
I
low-key
hope they
don't
because
they
I like
don't
Clay
too.
Better than AD.
Oh,
I know,
like Clay
I know.
So much more
and
than AD.
And then she was started to date what's his name?
Matthew.
I could not stand.
He gave me serial killer vibes. Yeah, yeah.
No, they're like giving him all this credit. Like he's like Clark Kent. He's very suave. No, he's very this. And I was like,
I was surprised she even liked the way he looked out of the pods.
I
was like, this man does not seem like he would at all. Like he's, I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I was completely thrown by that. I was really thrown by that.
Yeah. They obviously slept together. It sounded like.
Okay, so she actually admitted on a podcast that they didn't.
Yeah, I don't think that they did.
Of course she could be lying, but she was like.
No, but I didn't get the vibe.
She was like, yeah, I just kind of wanted to like have a couple dates with him. And then it was just.
I thought she was like. She was
no. Leading she was acting us. Like yeah, because she's AD Emily, and she's always trying to act like there's like, oh, this mysteriousness to her, and but it's just like just shut up. Like she, I just think she's so full of herself. I can't.
Yeah, she is.
I really can't deal.
Well,
was that everyone?
That's
okay,
it.
So when? How long between the seasons? Do we know?
I don't actually even know.
I actually don't know.
One a year.
No, I think it's more than that.
I think it is more than
really?
That, too.
Like there's more in a year.
Yeah, I think there's, like, two.
I'm really mad that you guys aren't watching this Bachelor season.
Okay. With Joey?
Is it the finale?
So good. Yeah.
Wait, it's between Daisy and who?
I forget her name.
Well, obviously Kelsey? You're not that into it. Kelsey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I've heard that.
There's so many names.
So
like, I can't.
Who are you rooting for?
I honestly don't know, and that's why it's so good.
Because I heard Daisy, what, she's deaf in 1 year or
something? Yeah, she
like
has
that?
A cochlear implant.
Okay.
Which is, like, not
But that's
all.
Her story. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's her thing.
But I don't know.
Are
I
they equally horrible or equally
No.
Nice.
I like them both, and I do not know who this man is going to pick.
I heard he's a good bachelor.
He is. The amount of things I say while I'm watching this show out loud.
Is it inappropriate?
No.
Just how much you love him?
Yes. It's just like he is so communicative and just
really?
Like, yeah, like
where did he
know.
Come from?
Yeah, where did they get him from? Whose season was he on? Someone's season?
I actually don't remember because I hadn't watched in a couple seasons.
Yeah.
And then I started watching.
I fell
again.
Off the wagon.
Maybe I should watch.
But,
what is it on Hulu? Like, where do you stream
it? Yeah,
it's
Hulu.
On Hulu.
Hulu.
Okay. But yeah, he's.
But now I know who the finale is. So
just skip to the finale. It's the only thing that's interesting.
But like, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's just such a good bachelor.
He is a very good bachelor.
I love that for us.
All right.
All right. Any other reality going on? I mean, most Housewives are over right now. I don't really have much.
Vanderpump is boring. I mostly don't like anyone on the show anymore.
I don't like anyone on the show anymore. No, like legitimately, they all bother me. Honestly, I think Tom Schwartz is like.
I know.
The only one because he's just like a dumb, precious
thing. I do love him, which is like.
I love him. But it's like all the girls have issues. Like. Are annoying.
They're all in every
well, yeah.
yeah. It's just
they're
bad.
On the show.
I love James, but like, boy, has he abused people? Probably.
I think he really
which
has.
Which is like,
so
I
makes,
feel like I can't.
I agree.
Love him in the way I want to.
Me too. It's like I love James, but I'm like,
you've
the allegations
people.
Are too
like
damning.
I can't. I can't
yeah,
love you that
like,
much.
Yeah, it's like the allegations are too much. Like I don't know if I can be supportive of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope Allie's okay because I just love Allie.
Yeah, she's. I mean, like the whole like.
Astrology
the
thing
whole
is
astrology
dumb.
Thing makes me like not like her as much
like
but
your house is in the left moon or whatever the
she's
heck
she's like yeah your house is your house is Gryffindor and it's in the left moon
what on earth
people probably think that that's what we sound like when we talk about the Enneagram
yeah probably
but
for some reason it's so much worse.
It's so, well, because it's like so.
It's like what you were born
moon,
at this time.
Your sun, your
meaning
hour,
that,
your
yeah,
wind,
exactly.
your rain. It's like,
meaning
who
that
cares?
The clouds in the sky were at this axis. Oh, Emily's fading fast.
Emily leaned her head back and gave up.
Wow.
All right. Well,
I don't know what this is.
It's astrology.
You no, but like,
you're
talking
you're a
about
Libra.
Vanderpump too.
I know, we're oh, just whatever. Making fun no. of astrology.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what we're making fun of.
Okay.
Okay. This
all
was
right.
this
well,
was high quality. High quality.
Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh my
yes.
gosh, Emily. Have some confidence in yourself and your opinions.
Yeah. Channel AD a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. We need you to turn the AD up a little.
Yo, settle down with your AD. That's going to be the thing.
That is
that's
the new
that's
thing.
The confidence monitor. The confidence
AD.
Monitor.
AD.
Okay.
Let's turn it down
all day.
When he, I was like, Cliff.
Clay.
Like, I really, I love
I'm a sucker
so
for Clay.
Much.
I am such a sucker for Clay.
I'm not a sucker for Clay. I just, at the end, on the wedding day, I was just like, I want to give you a hug. I want to hug you yes. and tell
and
you that you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
You're
did a good
man.
Did
you do
man.
It at like a little bit of the wrong time? Maybe. Like maybe to it like a day before.
I don't get
that. Why did you wait so long?
I literally don't get people saying no at the altar.
Right.
Is it just
she
for TV?
Gave her speech?
Are they told that they will get a financial, are they given financial incentives to do it at the altar?
I wouldn't be shocked.
Because
at all.
Who would do that to a person?
I would not. Because then he was like, I literally did not know until I stepped foot onto the, which is like,
that's
if you
even
don't
worse.
Know, then you
no,
shouldn't.
Then the answer is no.
This woman. I yeah. think he was saying like, he knows he wants to marry her, but he wasn't sure if he would be ready.
I just
by
you,
that time.
Okay, well, as you were
in an hour
from I know, now, you, I yeah, know, like but I, within was, an hour, you knew you weren't going to be ready.
He's kind of stupid.
He's a little
he's
simple.
He's a little
he's
simple.
A little
no,
yeah.
I just think he is emotionally immature. He's emotionally stunted because of his
because
father.
Of his upbringing. Yeah, because yeah. of his dad. His dad definitely caused him. Yeah,
you know his recessive gene of
oh,
of
his recessive gene. Wait, can we just say the real quick hot take that we had that you had about Taylor Swift about 2 hours ago? That I want to just bring on here real quick because I think the people deserve to know.
Why?
We were sitting in my room and like okay. Netflix was scrolling and it was that thing.
Yeah, it was like a preview of like.
What is it? Her Reputation Tour or not Reputation Tour.
No,
Eras.
The
Eras,
Eras, Eras, the Eras, Eras Tour. And I'm looking at her outfit and I'm like, all right. So she's got like a sparkly one piece bathing suit on with tights. So-
Yeah.
She's dressed like Jace at
gymnastics and I was
practice.
Just like,
yeah, like Jace has this outfit for gymnastics. Yeah.
Cute or is that weird? And I know fashion is like, it's all subjective.
No, I know. And I get it that that's her thing is the sparkly leotard.
It's very innocent and like, you
but
know, she's not trying to
it's innocent to wear a leotard.
It's
I mean,
weird
I don't
for
know.
She's trying
32-year-old woman
well,
to wear a
working.
Leotard.
No, it's
so
not working.
I don't know if she's trying to look sexy because it's not working very well.
I don't
think
it's really
personally.
Working either. I don't understand the leotard thing.
It
I don't understand.
It's very like immature. It's strange.
So the reason that I thought about this is because you said Clay is emotionally stunted. I find Taylor Swift to be emotionally immature. She seems immature to me. She seems childlike.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even, or even like, have you seen all the videos of her like running to Travis at the end of her show? She sprints across the thing and jumps into his arms. And
it's like, oh, are you guys like
she's
in Friday Night Lights?
She's
like, what are we
right,
doing?
Like,
here?
Is this trying, a notebook?
Right.
Like, she's you see him every day.
She's trying to live
she's
a movie.
Trying to make a scene. And it's like, you are in your mid 30s.
Yeah, like you genuinely are acting like you are 22.
Yeah, she is. I'm feeling 22. No, but for really, she's feeling 22 all day, every day. Because she never,
all day.
Because she never progressed beyond that. And I do agree. Like, I think that she.
We talk about Taylor Swift too much.
We do.
Maybe because we give her too much credit.
Okay, fine. All right. This was wonderful, you guys.
This was so good.
Thank you for your time.
Fantastic.
Love.
This was AD.
Should we go
awesome? And.
Delicious. Hey, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CaitlinElliott.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you want to toss us a 5-star rating, I would love you forever. Check us out next week for another new episode. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at so.what.else. Editing and all that stuff by Matt Carpenter with Parable Productions. We'll be right back.